Dreams are one of the most valuable and accessible tools available to every single person on the planet. From ancient Mesopotamia to the surface of the moon, dreams have contributed to the evolution of the human race. Hey there, I'm Meg, an oracle and dream interpreter. I help people discover the psychological and spiritual information available to them in their dreams. This podcast is a gateway designed to teach you how to interpret your own dreams, what to do with the information that you uncover, and expand your understanding of self. Join me on this journey as I dive into the very real dreams of individuals across the globe. This is a gateway to the world of dreams. This is the Dream Axis. Hello, and welcome to another episode here on the Dream Axis. My name is Meg Bartlett, and today we are deviating a little bit from the dream world, and we're talking about house consciousness. Now, house consciousness is something that I have been practicing and exploring and living through experience over the last several months. And we'll get into the hows and the whys and what that looks like in a second. But before we get into that, if anyone is still interested in joining the Let's Get Dreaming Challenge, you can join anytime before October 22nd, and you can get caught up on all of the different weekly lessons and daily posts. There's just a lot of content in there, and it's all organized in the course materials section. So if you're interested in checking out anything else on dreams, go ahead to my website, souldreamexperience.com, and click on the Let's Get Dreaming link there. Okay, so today we're talking about house consciousness. And while this podcast usually revolves entirely in the world of dreams, today we're kind of going to split that up. So we are still going to talk about the dream space and house consciousness, because while I've been moving different homes, I've been speaking to both of the houses within my dream space. So we're going to talk about that. But this episode is also existing as a way to give you more information about connecting with your own home. It doesn't have to be a house. It could be an apartment. It could be a temporary complex. It could be, you know, even just the hotel room that you go to on vacation. Any structure that welcomes you into it, any structure that holds you for any period of time, has its own consciousness. And so we're just going to talk about this today. And I'm so excited to share everything that I have learned over the last several months. I've sort of put this together, and it's been so impactful and meaningful for me that I wanted to share it with you today. So some of the things we'll be talking about are the dream connections with your home, why it's important to connect with and acknowledge the consciousness of your home, different kinds of contracts between homes and homeowners or renters, the different types of construction, how a home builds itself, right? Like a new construction home versus an old home. And how to spiritually, consciously, and with awareness connect to the homes as you're in a home buying process, or maybe you're looking for a new apartment to move into. How do you go through that process in a spiritual, conscious, and aware way? So let's just dive right in. I recently moved, and it's been expansive. It's been wonderful. It's been a lot of work. It's been difficult in some ways. It's been all over the spectrum. It's been the fullness of the experience, right? It's really been the fullness of the experience. And I think I first started talking about this on the podcast back in March. I think that's when that episode aired with myself and Peyton. If you want to go back and check that one out, I highly suggest it. Both of us are talking about moving. And at the time, we were both being really called to move, just like the idea was in our heads. Peyton's experience is a little bit different than mine, but I had been getting this messaging for over a year. And so we talk about it in that episode. So in August of last year, I had had this gut feeling that I was going to be moving sometime soon, like moving to a new home. And at the time, we didn't have the finances for that. We didn't have any of the, you know, different resources that we needed. The market was really tight. It was this whole thing. And I was like, oh, I don't know if that's even going to happen, but I feel it, right? I felt the shift. And I knew that there was a specific space on this earth, a particular location that I needed to be on. I needed to relocate so that my energy could connect with this specific location on the face of the planet. And there's something about, you know, the need to ground in a specific space, or, you know, a particular location has a particular resonance and frequency that matches yours. And it was time for me to step into that. So we started thinking about it, but we were like, no, we're not going to, you know, go ahead. We don't have the means to do so. Then something shifted. shifted about April or May of this year. And I really started feeling the pull and we started looking into it. And, you know, there were so many different things that lined up for us to have the ability to move right now in this market that I'm just blown away by the universe really stepping in. One of the main things that did help us to move was I had the VA home loan. So I am a veteran and I can really thank 19-year-old me for the ability to move into this home. So that was one of the things that really helped us carry through that. But there's all these other things that lined up. So we started looking for homes on our own. We were just going to open houses on Zillow for a few months, actually, before we started really diving in. So we were feeling out all of these different homes. What do we like? What do we not like? And throughout this process, I started having dreams that I was talking to my current home, which at the time was our townhouse in Lino Lakes, Minnesota. And it was just so fascinating to me that the house was coming through in the dream space like this. I'd never experienced that before in my life. Now, until that point, I had been developing a relationship with my home. I had been thinking more about the concept of house consciousness. You know, when I would walk in the door, you know, there might be a thought on my mind, or I might verbally state, thank you, home. Thank you so much for welcoming us back. Thank you so much for holding this space while we were away. And just sort of talking to the house at night, you know, thank you so much for holding us. Thank you for the roof over our heads. Thank you for this protected space, right? All of these different words helped to build my relationship with the house over time. And as we started looking for new spaces to move into, the house started talking back to me. And so in my dreams, I would literally be walking through every single room in my then current home, and I would be talking to the house's consciousness within that room. And it had all of these different purposes and, you know, these different feelings and different energy flows. And it's like this house was explaining to me exactly what each room was, exactly what each room energetically felt like, its purpose, how the house had shaped itself with us in it. So this takes me to define what house consciousness is. So I believe personally that each house has its own spirit. It has its own soul. It has its own essence, right? And this is cumulatively aided by all of the different owners in a house's history. And so over time, you know, a house can collect all of these different vibrations and frequencies, the resonance of the home. It can heal parts of itself as people heal within their own lives, right? Like it really encompasses the journey of life. But the house is a holding space. And so what you put into it is how you are then held. I want to also take a moment to acknowledge that this is not a new concept. While it was new for me, I had been talking to a lot of different friends throughout all of this, and they started bringing up things from their own cultures, from their own practices and religions. You know, feng shui is another way of looking at that, you know, like the breath of a home and the energy of a home. There's all of these different things across the globe that talk about house consciousness in their own special ways, and they have their own practices. So today, this is just my experience that I'm sharing with you, but I would absolutely encourage you to go look up any of these other resources, maybe just a quick Google search on house consciousness or feng shui, or, you know, if this topic really resonates with you, go dive into maybe some of the cultures that you are a part of and look into some of those practices as well. So before we found our house that we just moved into, I was dreaming of my current house. And this house was showing me exactly how we had shaped it together. And so this is kind of the foundation of house consciousness. So first, we're going to talk about new construction homes. So we were the first owners of this townhouse that we had just lived in, right? And so we had lived there for, I think, just over 4 years. And it was a wonderful home. It was so supportive, but it was a brand new home. And what I came to understand within the conversations I was having with my house in the dream space is that with us choosing to be the first homeowners, we agreed to set the tone for the house. We agreed, even subconsciously, right? Like we weren't conscious of this when we bought the house. I was not yet aware of the ways that I was energetically interacting with all of the different things around me, right? At that time, I had a little bit of knowledge, but not a whole lot. And so when we moved into this house, we had agreed subconsciously, our souls had participated in this contract. And when we signed on the home and we moved in, we really said, okay, I am going to help set the foundation for this home. I'm going to help set the tone, and we're going to connect energetically with this house and help it build the structure, and not just the structure of the home, right? Like the home was already built. It already had its own structure, but we were building the energetic structure. And this is where we can start to understand the collaboration of a home. And you know, when you step into your own home, it feels like home. You have that feeling, you know, like this is your space. It's because you've connected to that home. You've contracted yourself to this home, right? You've agreed to take care of the home, and the home will take care of you in return. That's the contract. So with a new home, my way of understanding this is that whatever you experience in that space, whatever that home holds you through, like the many different life's experiences, that's kind of how the home begins to operate. That's the type of experience that the home has. And homes can collect experiences over time, but it really holds you through that space. So for me, this home was so important to my personal life journey. This home held me through moving into a space and staying there for more than a year. This was the first home that I have lived in my adult life where I stayed in one spot for more than a year. I stayed there for 4.5 years. That is so significant to me. It really helped me understand how to ground and find a new foundation and build that new foundation. And so this home will be really great for someone coming in who is seeking to build a foundation because we already set that tone. This home also held me through a very personal life journey. This is the home where I realized the fullness of my traumatic childhood. And this is where I started to unpack the deepest work I ever did. This is where I connected with the dream space fully. This is where I acknowledged my spiritual gifts. This is the home in which my husband and I got married, right? And so it has this foundational essence, this energy of collaboration and understanding of how to hold space for someone who is experiencing the healing process from traumatic events. This house now holds the energy of how to show up for someone when they first get married and how to hold that loving, calm, safe, supportive, and just really beautiful energy to it, right? And so all of these events that we've experienced are now almost imprinted on this new home. And as the first owners, we help to shape that energy. So whoever moves into that home, they are probably ready to start diving into some work or experiencing some spirituality or tapping into their gifts or just thinking about life in a wider context, in a different way. And maybe they're even supported in their romantic connection to their partner as they're moving in. You know, there's this energy of love and setting a new foundation and exploration within this home. And of course, the dream space is one of these things as well. So with all of my work across the dream axis, which is both the name of this podcast and an actual axis that I think of when I think of the purpose of a dream space. So, you know, my jumping off point really embedded this expansive, protected space in that home as well. So if someone wanted to dive into dream work or start connecting with themselves in that way, they would be supported by the home in doing that because the energy, the portal, the connection already exists there. So this is sort of my understanding of how we helped to shape the home together. And the home was also holding us in this space, right? Every home has its own structure, right? We have bedrooms, we have the kitchen, we have the living room. You have all of these delineated spaces, and they usually have a particular context. Sometimes they can be mixed and matched, sometimes they can be changed, but the home generally tells you what a room's specific purpose is for. And this is also waking life imagery, right, for your dream space as well. Whenever we talk about house dreams on this podcast, we always talk about the symbolism of a house in the dream space representing the home, with quotation marks, the home of your thoughts, right? And so when we think about the different rooms of a home in your dream space, we think about the different purposes or the different rooms of thought, the different subsets of your thought processes. So a bathroom in your dream space is how you're, is the space of letting go, right? Like, how are you processing things? How are you releasing things? How are you cleansing yourself? The bedroom in a dream space is how do you rest and relax, or how do you intimately connect? The living room in your dream space could be, how do I relax and wind down at the end of the day? Or how do I invite other people into my home and have conversations with them and collaborate and all of these different things? So the waking life symbolism, right, how I actually physically use these rooms and their different processes in the dream space are also linked together. So you can start to see how the energy of a home can translate across the different ways in which we think about it and experience a home. You know, physically, I experience my home during the waking day. And then at night, I also experience homes in my dream space. And the concepts kind of roll over, right? And the energy still carries through. Let's move on to talking about the home buying process, because this was actually a very spiritual process for me. As I have developed this, you know, conscious awareness of how do I interact with all of these different things in my waking life, whether they are people, right, other conscious beings or animals, or whether they're inanimate objects, which I believe still have consciousness. We're kind of pulling from the Disney movie Pocahontas here, right? A rock, a tree, a creature, you know, like has a life, has a spirit, has a name. And so just because that's like my favorite movie of all time. But this is just such a fascinating process to dive into. So as we started actually meeting with our realtor and looking at other homes, my then current home, the townhouse, was speaking to me in the dream space. So I would find myself in a particular room and the house would talk to me, like it was literally having a conversation with me in the dream space. And it was showing me, this is how we helped develop this room. This is the energy of this room. These are the different people I would like to invite into this house. So this house was telling me it was getting ready to part. And so we started letting go of each other very early on, which I think was actually very beneficial because it was so easy for me to step out of that house. You know, even though, you know, sometimes we can feel very attached to our homes and it can be a very emotional process, I started that consciously and with awareness well in advance of actually purchasing and moving into our new home. So over this whole, you know, few month period of time in which we were officially looking and then we did the purchase and they were processing all the documents and stuff, we had actually been emotionally, psychologically, energetically separating ourselves from this home as a team, right? Like with the home. And so this really set the groundwork for us to fully step into our new home with open arms and really dive in from the get-go. And additionally, I would point out as well, as we were saying goodbye to our then home, to the townhouse, we were also cleaning it out, right? We were painting the walls. We were prepping it to welcome in someone else. And so the symbolic action of cleaning out that home is also, I'm gathering myself, right? I'm packing my own things away. And so as I do that, I'm consciously and psychologically packing up this space and preparing it to move. There's all of this connection between the physical actions that we were taking at the time and the energetic feeling of it. Okay, let's talk about the day that we found the home that we wanted to move into. So that day we had gone to see several different homes. Some of them we were like, you know, like this one's not really great. Some of them we were like, whoa, this is definitely not it. And then the house before we found this one, we were like, oh, this is really nice. It has a lot of sunlight. You know, there were some functions where we were like, nah, that's not really what we're looking for, but it technically has everything we need. I wasn't really feeling it, but my husband was like, hey, I kind of really like this place. I was like, okay, I could see myself here, even though I didn't feel the gut impact, right? And we were like, wow, are we gonna put an offer on a home today? And we decided to drive to this house, which is in St. Anthony, Minnesota. And the minute that we walked into this house, we felt it. Both of us did. And my husband isn't one to normally be like, oh yeah, I'm super spiritually connected. I believe he is. He just doesn't consciously say that. So, but we both felt this like huge connection. We were both like, wow, this is it. And it hadn't necessarily matched every criteria that we thought we wanted. But as soon as we stepped in, we knew it had exactly what we were looking for. We knew this house was meant for us. And we knew we were going to put an offer on it, you know, ASAP. So the feeling of this house as we walked into it is important to note as well. You know, sometimes when you're walking into a home and it just doesn't feel good, that's the house saying, hey, I don't know if I can really support you well. You know, like, I don't know if we're meant to be together. I don't know if we're meant to gel. You know, there's something about this that doesn't resonate. But when you walk into the home that feels like it's the one, that is also the house with its own consciousness and energy saying, hey, I think you would be a great match for me. I would like to welcome you in. So the house can also tell you whether it wants you in the home or not. So really listen to that. If you're ever going through the home buying process yourself, right? Like, take this little bit of information and make sure that you're really connecting with your home as well and saying, okay, does this house feel like it's welcoming me in or not? Because that can be another great indicator for what is and is not supportive for you. So we step into this new home. We feel like it's the right one. We're feeling the shift taking place, right? Like, we're like, okay, we can see it. And it was like, boom, 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 boom. Like, just visions coming into my brain space, right? And it was just, I could see myself here and this is what this room's purpose is. And the house immediately started talking to me. And I don't know how to describe this. It wasn't, you know, like a dream. I was conscious. We were walking through the house together physically, but the house started talking to me, right? And I started having this spiritual conversation between my soul and the house's consciousness. And the house was saying, ooh, I think you'd be a great fit. And my soul was like, yes, I love this house. and they started collaborating right off the bat. And that carried through. You know, that night we slept on it. We went back the next day to look at it again and confirm, like, hey, this is what we want. And then we put an offer on it. But that first night after being in this house just one time, it started talking to me. We formed a soul bond. So this house and its consciousness and I started discussing in the dream space, how are we going to shape this house? What is the new energy of this home? How are we going to utilize the different rooms and how is it going to be supportive? And the whole time I got the feeling that this house had waited years and years and years, and it had built itself and each of its previous owners, right, had helped to shape and build this house so that it could hold me, so that it could hold my family, so that it could hold my business, right, so that it could hold this podcast, so that it could hold this work that I'm doing. Like, you see what I'm getting at here, right? like this is a nexus point. This house, this land, this amazing space on the face of the planet is a portal. This is my jumping off space. And I have waited my whole life, whether I was conscious of it or not, to land here. Now, here's the really interesting part. Let's go back many years. I got out of the military in 2016. I moved to Seattle, Washington after that, and I only lived there for about a year. And Seattle, Washington was not the location that I was meant to be on, and it really showed me that. And so while I was there, there were so many different life-changing things that happened, right? I started becoming aware of all of the trauma that I experienced as a kid. Just started becoming aware, right? Like, I really dove into that here in Minnesota, but I started becoming aware. This relationship I had been in for 4 years ended. I lost my job and couldn't afford my apartment there. I had to completely pack all of my belongings into my truck and live on a friend's couch. And then I was like, you know what? I don't think I should live here. And it was a really dark time for me in Seattle, Washington. I mean, that's the space where I had to make the decision to keep living. Literally, I was like, you know, is this something I'm going to do? I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to keep living. And I consciously made the decision to do so there when I was there. And it was just really, it was a really difficult time, but I can really see that that was the catalyst for me that I needed in order to stay here on the planet and to step into this work today, right? And to really be at peace with myself in many ways. That was the catalyst. And so when I got to the space where I decided to keep living, I was like, okay, I've made it through the darkest pit, the darkest bottom, the bottom of bottoms, right? And I put out these feelers and I was like, hey, to some of my friends, you know, like, I'm having a really difficult time. Do you have any ideas? And one of my friends said, hey, I would love for you to come and live with me in Minnesota. And, you know, you can help just watch my 4 kids with me and we'll pay for you to like stay with us and we'll pay for your food until you can get back on your feet. And it was just such a perfect opportunity. And I said, yes. And so I drove myself across the country with what little belongings I had left in the back of my truck. And I moved in and I sat with this friend for several months until I found a job and I was able to get back on my feet. That friend lived here in St. Anthony, Minnesota. And so when I was in Seattle, I said, universe, I need you to show me exactly where I'm supposed to be. This friend reached out. We went through the whole process. I moved to St. Anthony, Minnesota. Didn't think about it in that context. But I am meant to be here in St. Anthony, Minnesota. And today, that's where I am. This is this house. And this house has welcomed me. And, you know, when I first moved here, I did not have the conscious awareness and the healing and the knowledge that I do today. I needed to go through that. But now that I have that knowledge and I've stepped into this lifetime fully and presently as my soul self, now I have the energy to land here. And so I'm here. Let's talk about what it feels like to move into an old home. What does an old home's consciousness feel like? So our house was built in the 1940s. It's pretty old, not as old as our friends. We have a friend who has a house that was built in 1908. So that's an old one. But this house, right, like when we think about the spirit of a home, it is shaped by each individual who has lived in it through time. So there are several families that have lived in this home, and I don't know all of the owners, but each of them has contributed an energy or an experience or a presence to this house. And as I stepped into this home, I consciously was honoring each of the previous owners for the energy that they had given into this home, for the experiences that they had lived through in this home, right? And all of the different things that have created what this house is. As you step into an old home, you also, it's the transfer of the contract. You're not the initial creator of the contract, but the contract is transferring over, right? So legally, that looks like, you know, you're physically signing the papers and it goes through the whole government process and the loan process and, you know, all of these different things. Cool, that's on paper. Energetically, the previous family is also pulling out. Well, in our case, they were kind of holding on energetically, but we'll get to that in a second. And you're opening yourself to stepping in, right? So there's this energetic shift as well as you step into the home. There's the physical aspect of the signing of the papers. There's the emotional aspect of what does it mean for me to step into a new home? You know, there's so many different layers of the transfer of contract. But once the transfer is made, you are now contracted to this house. And you could think of it as a soul contract as well. I'm not an expert in soul contracts, but if that's something or, you know, maybe that phrase resonates with you, do a Google search on that. It's very interesting. But part of the contract and understanding of this home is as I agree to own this home, I agree to take care of this home. I agree to care for it. I agree to support the structure. I agree to put myself, my hard-earned money, my, you know, like the, just the different, like my blood, sweat, tears, whatever it is, right? Manual labor, everything into this home. I agree to put myself into this home. And in exchange, the home agrees to hold me and provide me with shelter and provide me with the energetic safety of being in this home. And so this is the contract that we have, right? Like this is the give and take. This is the balance between the home and I. Each of these homes also has its own spirits or shapers, is the term that's been coming to me. So an old home can have spirits and shapers that have come through, and maybe they help support the home. Maybe that's an elemental. Maybe that's, you know, something from the fae, or maybe it's something else entirely. You know, earthbound spirits can also be found in homes. There's a whole bunch of different things that you can feel into. And this is where it's important, you know, as you're stepping into a home to clear anything out, and sometimes you have to explain to these spirits, hey, the contract has been turned over. You are now not bound to this home. You can decide to stay. In my case, I said, you can decide to stay if you are here for the highest good and if you will support me and my family in our highest good. But if you are not of the highest good, you have to leave now. And so we went through and we cleared out the house. I used Palo Santo and just like verbal affirmations. And I also invited my team, my spirit guides, to be a part of that process as well. My husband did this with me. I'm very grateful for him for being open to doing that. And we walked through the home, you know, the first day that we were here, and we just cleared everything out. And it was a whole process. So clearing out and welcoming the spirits and the shapers of the home is also equally important, I would say. There are some spirits that I kind of had to force out of the home. I was like, hey, I can feel that you're not for my highest good. And my team was like, yep, we can help them along. So that was just some extra loud aggressive verbal affirmations, you know, kind of like, you need to leave. And just letting it go, you know. And then there were some where I was like, welcome, thank you so much for staying. Thank you for, you know, agreeing to support me, and I respect you, you know, and some of these other things like that. So the other thing that I will say, the main spirit of this home is not actually residing in the house. The main spirit of this home is actually the tree out back. So we have this massive, absolutely massive crabapple tree. And I mean, it's like 35 feet tall. I did not know that crabapple trees could get that big. And that's what everybody says who comes over. They're like, I didn't know crabapple trees could get that big. So it's a massive tree. And it's such an ancient, beautiful, wonderful spirit. So this tree, as I've come to know this tree as well, this tree has a spirit, and it's a shaper of the space, of this land space, right? This location. The tree itself has this guardian protector energy. And there was one day where I was sitting outside, and I'm sort of, you know, I heard the tree talking to me. So we're going to go back to another Pocahontas reference, which is John Smith in the animated movie. At one point he goes, Pocahontas, the tree is talking to me, you know, and that's kind of how I felt. I was sitting outside and the tree started talking to me, and it was, again, you know, I wasn't in a dream, but it was just, you know, inside me, like telepathically, right? Like I could communicate with this tree. And the tree told me to take my socks and shoes off. And it told me to move my chair into the grass and to put my bare feet on the ground. So I did so. And I was like, sure, I'll follow this tree. Why not? And so I sit outside and I put my feet on the ground. And this tree asks me for permission if it can hold me, if it can hold me. And I say, yes. And it reaches up and I can feel the tree's energy. I can feel its spirit holding both of my legs. So it's holding the lower portions of my legs, but it's just gently, like two wonderful tree root hands. I don't know. It was so loving and wonderful. And then it said, would you like to see me? And I said, yes. And I had a feeling that it was more than just seeing the tree in front of me. And then I saw the magnificence of this tree. And it plunged into the earth, and I saw its energy, and it had this deep reddish brownish, like rooted color, right? Like root chakra, but this was a tree's root chakra, and it plummeted like a dagger into the earth, and it anchored so far down. I, like, my mouth dropped open. Like I physically, my mouth dropped open. And I'm looking at the depth of this being. And, you know, as I look up the trunk, right, like I can see all of these energy walls, almost like golden energy walls, like plate armor around it. And the tree's canopy opens up and it's just sparkling, sparkling with energy, sparkling with golden light and twinkles and just stars. And like it had a crown of stars on its canopy. It was so beautiful. I started to cry, and I'm like, I'm getting emotional just thinking about it, right? Like it was so beautiful. And this guardian, this being, this protector has been here the entirety of this house. So the tree was planted when the house was built, and it has been holding and grounding this space and waiting for me this whole time. And it was just such an honor to meet this tree and to meet its spirit and really understand that I am held here, not only by this beautiful, wonderful house, but by this tree as well. And this tree is just here to help hold me. And it's so fascinating for me to think about it, because I've never experienced this before in my life. I've never had this conscious knowledge before. And it's just so beautiful and amazing. So one of the main shapers of this house is this amazing tree out back, this grounding guardian protector presence. The house itself, you know, that the house relies on the tree as well to help and guard and protect it. But the house holds me, like its whole job is to hold me. And it's been so fascinating working with this house in my dream space. You know, it's been guiding me through room by room, you know, every single night for the last couple of months. And I spend time in this house, and this house tells me what it's meant to do and how it wants to shape itself. And so what I mean by that is this house has four bedrooms, and I want to take a moment to acknowledge how privileged I truly am, and how thankful I am to be in this home, because we have four bedrooms and we are only two adults and we're not planning on having kids. So we each get two bedrooms, and one, you know, we sleep separately. I've mentioned that on the podcast before. That's for my PTSD. It's difficult for me to sleep with another person in the room because I'm constantly, you know, any movement on the bed or any extra sound, I constantly wake up and I'm like, what is it? Who is it? You know, just kind of, I'm very hyper aware. So sleeping in separate bedrooms has been so beneficial for me. So we each have our own bedroom and now we each have our own office. And this is something where in the last house, you know, during the pandemic, we both started working from home. And when one of us would have a meeting, the other person would have to go sit upstairs at the kitchen table. And, you know, it was just this constant back and forth, feeling ungrounded, feeling unrooted in my business. You know, I'm going to have to work from the kitchen table today. Now I'm working in the office, but I might have to split that halfway through the day, you know, all of these different things. And as we were in the home buying process, we really wanted space for two offices. So this house is supporting that, right? Like we have that capability. But one of the ways that we're reshaping the house, the house and I, right, the energy of it, is we're turning bedrooms into offices. So the downstairs bedroom already was being used as an office. It had a bed in it, but it was being used as an office. So that one was already a little easier to energetically align with that concept. But my office is upstairs in what used to be a child's bedroom. And so as I'm stepping into this space, right, I was clearing out the function of this is a bedroom, this is meant for relaxation and for, you know, like really, you know, sleep time, sleep support, that sort of thing. And I reshaped the energy of this space for this is the dream access, right? Like this is my access point. This is where I jump off from. This is my portal. This is, you know, all of this stuff. And it's interesting because I can access the attic from this room as well. So from a symbolism standpoint, the attic in a dream space usually represents our higher thoughts, our connection to the soul, connection to religion, or, you know, just like our, like what we think is out there, our spirituality and as a whole, right? So for me to have access to that through this office, right, is so important as well. One of the other things that we shifted in this home is the previous owners were using the upstairs like main space as a living room, which is what it was originally intended for, but they hardly had any dining room space, right? They had a very small table and it was shoved into a corner. And that's not going to work for us because we have a massive oak table and that thing just wasn't going to fit in that space. So we ended up turning the entire living room upstairs into a dining room / bookshelf with like a little reading chair in it. And then downstairs, we turned the family room into our main living area. So we're just kind of reshaping the function of this home, right? And really supporting it through what are we bringing into the home so that it can fit into that? How can the home feel and shape its way with us, right? All of these different things. So we've been shaping the energy of the home as we've been living here and living in it. And now the home is really able to support us because the energy flows in that particular way. One of the other things too, so as we're talking about contracts with the home as well, right? As you step into your new home, it is your job to take care of it. When we first moved in here, let's talk about moving day briefly. It went very smoothly for us besides the previous owners. there was just this whole weird situation. They were not moving out on time. We were withholding funds until they had moved out because we had already signed. It was a whole shebang. I could see, you know, like energetically, they were in the middle of a life crisis. They were going through a life-changing moment. They were very emotional. They had not detached from this house. You know, they loved it so much, right? Like they had put so much of themselves into it and they hadn't allowed themselves to prepare to step out of the home. And that was apparent both in their physical actions, right? Like they tried to move out and they were way behind their own schedule and it was just chaos. I could see the chaos in their lives. They got to a point where they were like, okay, well, we've cleared out the house. Can we just give you the keys? You can release the funds, but we need to come back. They ran out of room in their moving vehicles and they had rented a U-Haul as well as their moving truck. And the movers weren't able to fit everything in the moving truck or the U-Haul. And so they had moved a lot of stuff out to the garage. And we were like, at this point, I was just like, sure, I know you're in the middle of a life crisis. I can see this happening. So we got the keys, locked up the house, but then they had to come back that evening and get more stuff that they had left in the garage. It was a whole thing. But one of the things that they did as well was they left trash and hair and dust and mold in the home. And these were things that we did not see during the inspection. You know, this was once they moved their furniture, you could tell that they probably hadn't cleaned very deeply in a while. And it was honestly pretty disheartening when I first moved in. I was pretty emotionally like, oh my God, like there's so much to clean. We won't be able to move in today. We're going to have to clean. And so the first 2 days that we lived in this house, thank God we had some family and friends with us as well. We just cleaned, all of us cleaned, and it needed that much of a clean. And while it was sad for me, right, because the family prior just hadn't had the capacity to clean the home, as I stepped into this home with my husband and our family and our friends and we cleaned the home, you could feel the home breathing a sigh of relief. And this home just like exhaled, and it really helped to like let go and like help just move some of that stuff out, right? Stagnant stuff or, you know, things that had been stuck in the home for a while. And I have an appreciation for that experience. So while I didn't want to have to clean so deeply and like when I say it really needed a deep clean, it really did. Trust me, it was very intense. And while I was disgruntled in the moment, right, like I have that appreciation for it now because I was able to look at every inch of the home. I was able to put my attention into every surface and every corner and welcome myself and put my own energy into every single space of the home by cleaning it, right? And caring for it. So we developed this relationship right off the bat. And we've continued to do so. So moving into this home, we knew that there were some upgrades that needed to happen. You know, our furnace really needed to be replaced. It was literally at its end of life. The owners contributed to our closing costs to be able to, you know, fund some of that, which was great. And so we just over this weekend, we replaced the furnace. So the significance of this is coming up to me as well. As we're replacing the furnace and, you know, the air conditioning, all of the movement of air in the home, we are also breathing literally new life into the energy of this home. We have replaced the heart of this home and we have given it this new life, this new breath, this new, you know, like it's like very just wonderful, supportive, clean, ready to last for a long time, you know, energy into this home because we've taken that physical action. So all of this is related to, you know, like what did the energetic emotions or feelings of things feel like in relation to the physical actions that you're taking with your own home? And so as we've gone through this whole process, right, this has been such an eye-opening process for me to have the conscious awareness of what I'm doing to connect with my own home. How does the home support me? How do I care for the home? You know, the yard and the guardian and everything like this has been so expansive. Honestly, sometimes I'm at a loss for words because I just exist within the knowing and the feeling of it, right? But I'm telling you all of this for a reason. And that's because you can connect to your home today. You don't have to wait to move into the next home. You can get started today connecting with your own home. And I think it's so supportive. And I would highly encourage you to do so because as you connect with your own home, you are developing and consciously stepping into that space with awareness, right? You're consciously stepping into, okay, how is this home holding me? How can I work together with this home? If I take care of my home in a new way, or if I just breathe a little bit of new life into it, how can that home better support me? Can this home, you know, maybe you sit down in a meditation and you have a conversation with your home. Maybe the home tells you, hey, actually, this room is really beneficial for this purpose. Maybe you want to move some things around. Maybe your home just needs a little bit of an energy tune-up. Maybe you need to move things around a little bit to best support you and the home in that, right? But you can communicate with your home today. Give something to your home, right? Like when we first got in here, we cleared it out, but we also gave our home a gift, right? I bought the home flowers and we put them out on the front step. And, you know, we have some other things that we've given to the home as well. And all of this has supported our bond, our relationship, our trust, our link, whatever you want to call it, right? Like I am bonding with this house. I also made gifts to the tree outside, the guardian as well. So as you're starting to connect to your home, trust yourself. Whatever is coming up, it's right. You know, there's no one right or wrong way to do this. You can dive into other cultures. You can explore different thought processes on this, you know, different ways of looking at that, different ways of feeling into it. Really dive into it, right? And like feel, you know, ask your home as you walk in. Thank you, home. Thank you for holding this space while I was away. Thank you for holding me as I'm falling asleep tonight. Thank you for, you know, just thanking your home and speaking to it and asking it what you can do to support it and thanking it, you know, Thank you for holding me. Thank you for supporting me. All of these things are ways that you can develop and consciously step into the bond that you have with your own home, apartment, townhome, whatever it is that you're living in. You want to develop an ongoing relationship with your foundational space. That's the whole key of this, is to consciously be aware of that foundational relationship that you have with your space on the planet. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have a great rest of the week. If this message really resonated with you, or you feel like this information was very supportive, please share it with a loved one or a friend. Until next time, you can find me on my website, souldreamexperience.com. I do dream interpretations. I also work with nightmares. And I recently opened up a new service, Oracle Card Readings. I have special October-only pricing. Right now, they're $33 for the rest of October. Once November 1st hits, those prices are going to go up. So if you resonate with me, but maybe you don't have a dream to share, let's connect over an Oracle card reading if that feels right for you. That's it for this week. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.